Morning.
Morning.
This past week's daf is daf lamed gimel maseches erevin. This week shir is le'ilui nishmas Esther Mendel Bas Avram Tzvi. Someone should have an aliyah. The sugya over here is discussing the Mishnah and the Lamed Beis. On Beis, the Mishnah says as follows. Talking about Eruv Tchumen. Eruv Tchumen, you put down your Eruv, your Muslim Shnei Sudas, in a place, and that will help you count your Apayim Amah from there if you need to travel further in one direction. You could adjust your Makom Shvisa, and the Apayim Amah will be measured from there. That's the concept of Eruv Tchumen. The Mishnah says as follows, Nosim v'ilon l'mayel me'asot v'ochem ein Eruv v'yedin. Someone places the pass, right? The Suda, the Muslim, the Eruv, that's what it is. Places it in a tree, in a place on the tree which is a ma'al me'asot v'ochem, higher than 10 v'ochem. The Mishnah says ein Eruv v'yedin. It's not a good Eruv. Ma'al me'asot v'ochem Eruv v'yedin. If you placed it on the tree, a spot which is lower than 10 tefachim, the Eruv is a good Eruv. Yeah, this is what the Mishnah tells us. If a person is placing the Eruv on a tree, so the Mishnah makes a difference whether the spot that he's placing on the tree is above 10 tefachim or less than 10 tefachim. The Gemara goes to explain why that's so, and the Gemara tells us that we're talking about a tree which is standing in the Rosh Hashanah Avon. And the person, he would like to be kaveh his makom shvisa niskar and lushlois lamata. He wants that his makom shvisa, the area, should be on the floor, right on the bottom of the tree, beside ikra, right where the tree is growing out of the ground, right on the floor. That's where his makom shvisa is. And actually, he's not placing the eruv in the makom shvisa itself. He's placing the eruv on the tree. And the din is that if it's accessible, if the Eruv could be brought from where it's placed to the Makom Shvisa at the time that the Eruv is being Koine Shvisa, which is Ben Ashmoshes, if the Eruv could be brought there and it could be used, therefore, right, he's able to view that as a Makom Shvisa because it has food accessible to that spot, then it's a good Eruv. Were the Eruv to be in a spot that Ben Ashmoshes, he would not be able to move it from its spot to his Mokum Shvisa, then it's not a good Eruv. That's the general Cheshbon in the Mishnah over here. So Nachamu. So the Gemara says that we're talking about there's a tree in the Rosh Hashanah. He would like to be kind of Shvisa. This person might count his Alpayim Amo from the spot on the floor in the Rosh Hashanah, which is right by the bottom of the tree. He's placing the Eruv on the tree. And that the Mishnah says, there's a difference whether the spot that he places the Eruv on the tree is within 10 tefachim to the ground or above 10 tefachim from the ground.
And what was the point about Ben Ashmoshes?
The point of Ben Ashmoshes is that the Eruv has to be able to be brought from where it is to the spot which he would like to be kind of Shvisa. It has to be accessible to the in order to be consider that place as his makom shvisa. Right? He has to have the food in his makom shvisa, so it doesn't have to actually be there. But it has to be able to be brought there at the time when the eruv is being koine shvisa, which is ben hashmoshes. And this is an important point because the Gemara tells us that being that the time of ben hashmoshes is when the eruv is being koine, so ben hashmoshes isurim drabonon. According to Rebbe, Yisurin Rabbonon Leigoz Ba'al Hashvus Ben Hashmoshes. So this is very helpful for us that if there will be an Yisurin Rabbonon which would be preventing him from bringing it from one Rishos, one place to the other, that wouldn't be a problem over here. We'd still view it as the Eruv being accessible to his Makom Shvisa, being that if the Yisurin is a Rabbonon, And this Mishnah goes like Rebbe, that Loi goes while Hashvus ben Hashmoshes. Right? That's what the Gemara talks about. Actually, the Gemara's question is that when you take it off the tree, the Mishtamash be'ilan, right? Right, and the Gemara says that this Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, it's Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan. We'll see later. I think Gemara later talks about that. What the Gozer al Hashvus ben Hashmoshes. But since this Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, the Gozer al Hashvus ben Hashmoshes, so the fact that it involves Isur and Rabbanan to bring the Erev from where it is to the Makom Shvisa is not a problem. The Gozer al Hashvus, so it's mutter to do that ben Hashmoshes. So therefore, the Erev would be accessible. The only time there will be a problem if there's an Issa Dereis involved. If there will be an Issa Dereis involved, bring it from one Rishus to the other Rishus, right, were the Erev to be in a different Rishus, then his Makom Shvi, that's what we're going to get to over here. Issa Dereis, that's also Ben HaShemosh. So then that will be considered that the Erev is not accessible to the Makom Shvi at the time that it's being Kain Shvi. And that would make it that it's not a good Erev. And that is really the intention of the mission over here. The Gemara is going to work things out. But that's the intention of the Mishnah, that if the Erev is Lamal Miyud, so the idea is that the Erev is in a Rishus HaYochid now, right? If it's Lamal Miyud, Tfochim, assuming that the area, like Rashi tells us, is Mokum Dalet Al Dalet, right? This is, you know, gives this sugya really, really brings back a lot of Masechet Shabbos, the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, Hilchos Rishuyos, beginning, Perek HaZorik, right, all those in Yonim, we get a little chazor over here. So that's what the difference in this Mishnah is going to be. That if it's lemalo miyud in the tree, on the tree, then the Eruv considered that it's resting on a Rishus HaYochid. He wants to become a Shvisa on the Rishus HaRab to transport the Eruv from where it is on the tree, lemalo miyud, to his Makom Shvisa, involves an Issa Deraisa of Aitzof and Mishal Yachter Jesu Rabim, that is also to do. Ben Hashmoshes is also to do that. And therefore, the Erev wouldn't be accessible to the Makom Shvisa at Ben Hashmoshes at the time when it's supposed to be Kain Shvisa. That's why Halacha will be Ein Eruv Ve'Erev, if it's the Mal Miyut. Right? Because the Erev can't be brought to the Makom Shvisa at the time that it's supposed to be Kain Shvisa. However, Lamat Miyut, the matter does not involve an Isra'is, not a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it could be brought, you don't get involved in any Surah Deraisam, it could be brought, and that's why Allah is a matter of Yitzhak Ruvi Yeruv. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just a technical question. You said that he wants to be Kohen Shvisa by the Mishus HaRabim. The problem is he can't, it's an accessible question. If he could get up to the Mishus HaYochid, he'd do it, but he can't because he can't climb a tree.
Not found.
It's not that he wants Mishus Kohen Shvisa, but Mishus HaRabim. It's just that at the time, the problem is that when Shabbos comes in, he won't be able to. He won't have accessibility to Mishus HaYochid if he puts the chal on the tree.
I don't know. I mean, the Gemara says the Miskaven Lishvis Heichel. Where does he want to be Kohen Shvisa? And the Gemara comes out Miskaven Lishvis Lamata. Right? He plans on being kind of shvisa lamata on the floor. That's what the Gemara says. Right? So I'm not sure where your information is coming from.
I hear the point. I'm just trying to find my understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gemara's bothered if he wants to. I thought really
the Gemara doesn't tell us what his intentions are. Why? But the fact
the mitzvah says he if it's an hour into Shabbos he can't get that Eruv. He can't get his challah, and then he's got a problem. So we're gonna try to find a way out of the hole. We're trying to help him out over here. Is what I'm trying to understand over here. Why is he putting? If he wants to, what's he putting it up in the tree? He did it already. Now we're gonna try to help him out over here.
I mean, I always just assume like he wants a safe place for the Eruv.
Yeah, right.
But the Makom he wants is the Rishus HaRabim because that's where he wants to make the 2,000 perimeter around.
Okay, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Exactly right. He doesn't know where the bread. He wants to put in a safe because people shouldn't take the challah. But so we're trying to help him out over here. But if he could climb the tree, he would probably do it, basically, but he can't do it. All right.
All right. That's all right. All right. Well, Let's see. Let's see over here. We have a lot to talk about here. Yes. So this is the basic outline of the Mishnah. However, the Gemara goes on to tell us as follows. Based on something that Rava says, towards the bottom of Lamed Beis, Rava tells us that this is all discussing, this whole Mishnah only applies if the area, tree, let's say, right, is Chutz Dibur Shaliyah, out of the city limits, we'll call it. Right? Out of the city limits. However, if this tree was in the city limits, then even if it was Lamalum Yud, even if you place it in a spot on the tree higher than Yud, and that place is actually Shus Adam, and he's trying to become a piece in the Shus Adam, nevertheless, it's a good Erev. Right? The Kiddush Gemara tells us over here, Rava says it's still a good Erev. And Rava says the reason for that is a concept that we're not going to go into right now. It needs explanation and understanding. But the Gemara says that the concept is Moso Keman Damal Yudomi. If we look, we view the city as if it's filled up. Kemad Maya after Rashi says, as if it's filled with offer, with dirt, and that will help lift him up, lift up his Makom Shvisa, to connect the Makom Shvisa to where the Erev is. Okay, we're not going to go into this right now, but this is what Rava says. Therefore, again, Rava says that if this tree was within the Ibur Shalir, then there would be no difference between the Mal Miyud and the Mat Miyud, and in all cases, it would yet be a good Erev. Why? Because Moso command the Mal Yidam. What we want is the next piece of Gemara, that the Gemara builds from this that Rava says, then a second halacha should follow. Right? The Gemara says that if that's true, then even if it's Chutz Dibur Shaliyah, we should also say a similar idea which would be Machshir the Erev in all circumstances, even if it's L'mal Miyud. Why? The Gemara says, because we know that the din is that a person has Dal Ramas. Makom Shvisa is Dal Ramas. So the Gemara says, that therefore it should follow that we should view the Dalet Amos that he has, we'll give it the Chashivos as far as Eiv is concerned as the Rishus HaYochid, and therefore this Rishus will extend up as every Rishus HaYochid which extends Ad L'Rakia. Therefore the Gemara says that we should also view it like this, that in this case again, right? He's been kind of shvis on the floor. He has the Erev on the tree. Let's say it's fine, it's on the tree. L'mal miyud, hinu reshus hayochid. So in truth, there's a question of carry from reshus hayochid to reshus harabim. However, the Gemara says that once you tell me this concept that is concerning Erev, I could view something as one mokum. So therefore, it should follow that I should view that his Dalet Amos straight up as one Malkum, and therefore I should view as if the Erev, even though Malkum Shvisa is on the floor in Shus Rabin, and the Erev is in Shus Yochel on top, nevertheless it should be considered like one place, one Rishus. And even though in Halacha definitely Rashi speaks that he can't actually carry it, but based on the previous premise that the Gemara said, that concerning Erev is concerned, I would consider that the Erev is in one spot. I'll look at it as if it's all one Rishus HaYochid. So it should follow here too, the Gemara says. This is the Gemara on the bottom, that the Gemara says, Kivan the Omar Rava, since Rava says, Hanoisin Ruva Yeshle Abba Amis, a person puts down the Erev, the Makom Shvisa that he has is Dal Amis, before he counts the 2,000 Amis, Kipshutay, Havi Lo Rishus HaYochid. So that area we should view as a Rishus HaYochid, his Makom Shvisa on the floor. And the din is Rishus HaYochid is Oila Ad Rakia. Go straight up. It's one Rishus. So therefore, even if the area is placed on the tree above 10 Tefachim, concerning the din of Erev, based on the previous memra, like Amar Rava said, we should view it as all, that it's all in one Rishus. That's the Gemara's question over here. And based on that starts our daf. The Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara agrees to that. Right? You know, as much of a chiddush this whole concept is, but the Gemara is says you're 100% right. Therefore, we have to make a little adjustment to the case of our Mishnah. And therefore, the Mishnah says that we have to be speaking that the Erev is actually out of the Dalam. Okay? Which means as follows. The tree is going to have a branch, which is me extending that way. So let's hear again the case over here. Right? We have Chutz L'Bur Shalir, right? Mishnah Sarabim, we have a tree over here. He wants to be kind of Shvisa on the bottom, on the floor, right over here. I have this tree. Now, this tree has a branch, which extends out of the Dalet Amos of his Makom Shvisa. Okay? Because within the Makom Shvisa, we'll view that straight up as one Rishus HaYochid. Right? We'll look at it like that. However, it extends outside of the Dalet Amos, the branch. Now this branch itself, as the Gemara comes out, is extending less than Yud Tfochim, and at this point, it goes up. Right, so that's how you have on this branch itself. You have a less than 10 tefachim and above 10 tefachim. Right, so what we just did was that we just moved part of the tree, right, in order to separate the spot on the tree from his makom shvisa, because his makom shvisa straight up is considered one rishus. Right, so we got to get the eruv out of that area in order to pose the problem that the Mishnah says that if the eruv is lamala miyud, it's no good. Okay. So this is Gemara tells us. So let's get that picture again, what we have over here. Right, we have a tree, which has a branch, which extends this way, out of the Dalet Amos of his Makom Shvisi area, and then the branch goes up again. Right, the branch itself extending out is less than 10 tefachim, and it goes up to higher than 10 tefachim. That's why on this branch over here, you have a lamata and a lamala. You have a lower than 10 tefachim, and higher than 10 tefachim. And that's what the Mishnah now means, that if you put the Erev, lemala miyud, it's not a good Erev. Lemata miyud, it is a good Erev. And the reason for that is because you're carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, right? Like we originally understood. We just needed to arrange the case to get out of this question that the Gemara had. Okay, now we pick up with this question over here. The Gemara in the second line on that Lama Gimel Mora asks the question as follows: V'hoi boy ma'isi lo derech olov. That's the Gemara's question. Fat Gemara question that even in this scenario, still the ma'alam yud, even when he places the erev on the tree above ten tefachim, it still should be permitted for him to carry the Erev into the Mokum Shvisa area, and therefore the Erev should be good even if it's Lamal Miyud. Now, why is that so? The Gemara means to ask over here that if he, you know, would climb up and he'd take the Erev, Lamal Miyud, what he has to do is just take the Erev from here to this spot, Lamal Miyut, right? That will be maspik, because we said this whole area above where his Makom Shvisa is one Rishos. So let him bring it from this Rishos HaYochid into this area which we're viewing as a Rishos HaYochid because of his Makom Shvisa. So he doesn't have to go down to the Rishos HaRab. If he take it from here and he go down this way, then you're right, then there's a problem. He's going from Rishos HaYochid into the Rishos HaRab. But stay up there. Right? That's the most question. Let him stay up here, Lamala Miyud, and he'll bring it from here to here. Right? So he should be able to do that. And therefore, the most question is that even if the Erev is Lamala Miyud, since he still has a way of bringing it to his Mokum Shvisa, so it should be a good Erev. That's the most question. V'hoi boy ma'isi lo derech olov. And that the more answers as follows. Kishrab Makasimolo. More answers that branch, right, which is sticking out of the tree, right? The more reminds us of an important halacha that we learned in Masechet Shabbos, which is as follows. The halacha is that a rishus harabim, the ground area, and the rishus harabim is shoylit. It rules. It has the rishus of rishus harabim till 10 tefachim. Above the 10 tefachim is not rishus harabim anymore. It's a mokum tur. All right. Now we know halachas of rishus harabim are definitely something on the ground of rishus harabim. So that's not kira from rishus harabim. Were there to be some kind of stand platform in the Rishus HaRabim, so that platform is higher than 3 tefachim, then that area doesn't have a din of it's not munach Rishus HaRabim, not kedin munach Rishus HaRabim. And Mara tells us that it has one of two dinim, depending on the size of that area. That platform is dal al dal. It's a choshev mokum me'atzmei. It's considered a karmelis, which is the rishus rabbanon. If it's less than dal al dal, then it has been of a mokum tur. Right, mokum tur, which it doesn't have any chiyuvim. You could transport something like hatchila from a mokum tur to rishus rabbim, and vice versa. However, the Gemara tells us like this. The reason for this is like this, is that an area is only considered a Rishus HaRabim if it's a spot which is actually used, which services the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, within 3 tefachim to the ground, it's Aris Mechta, it's considered part of the ground. So that all is considered the walking area of the people of Rishus HaRabim, so it has the name of Rishus HaRabim. Higher than that, that area over there is not used for Rishus HaRabim. On the contrary, that something standing up that height in Rishus HaRabim is really an obstruction. Right? So that's why it doesn't have the name of Rishus HaRabim. However, if you had something which is standing up within the avir of Rishus HaRabim, that means it's within 10 tefachim from the ground, and it's something which does service the rabbin, it doesn't obstruct the walking of that, on the contrary, it services them. So that area itself will be considered, have a din of a Rishus HaRabim, and a person makes an akir v'nocha from there, it's akir v'nocha from Rishus HaRabim. That's this concept of omud tes. If you have an omud which is 9 tefachim high, shahrabim kasim olav. Rashi explains that size is a perfect size that a person needs to adjust his package on his back. He could lean on that, and that'll help him set up his package to be able to continue. That's the concept of rabim mekasma, keep the lashon of the shoulder. So if you have an omer that size, and it's just rabim, being that an omer that size is actually helpful, useful. It services the rabim, so that omer itself has a din of a rishus rabim itself. Now, the Gemara is relating this concept to us. Gemara is saying that the branch that we're talking about over here is a branch of Rabbi Makasimullah. Right? This branch fits the proper size and it services the Rabbim. The Rabbim used that. So now this branch itself is a Rishus HaRabim. Yeah? So therefore, like this, Gemara's question was that, well, let him take the Erev, which is situated in a Rishus HaYochid, right? Because it was a mal in the yud on the tree, and let him bring it over to straight across Lamal Meyud over here on above where he is, and if you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, that should be okay. On that, Gemara says, well, it depends what din this branch over here has. That would be good if this branch over here had a din of a Mokum Tur or a Karmelis. Then you could do that. But Enter the Gemara, we're talking about the branch over here has din of Rishus HaRabim. So what he's doing is he's actually walking in Rishus HaRabim. He's taking something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, walking through Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Gemara on the Sinai, that's Nisa D'Raisa. Now, the big question in Shainim, what's the Issa? Okay, Pshut is Nisa D'Raisa, and this is a big shiloh over here. We want to take a few minutes over here and talk about what is this Issa. Rashi tells us as follows. Here, Rashi over here, Kishrabim Kasim. This is like 3 lines down from the, when the lines get a little wider under the under the Gemara. Kishirab Mekastim, Rashi's Al-Matiyas Hanoif, Shechot Zalda Moisov, when the Rabbim uses this branch to help them in their carrying the packages, this branch which is sticking out of that amas, Hanamucho Miyud, this branch which is less than Yud Tzvachim, being that Rabbim Kasmalov, the Havi Rishas Rabbim Kiduhulu. It has been Rishas Rabbim, that branch itself is Rishas Rabbim. Therefore, the Chimai Silei Lamaili Me'asor Dech Havi Rishal Matiya, now what he's going to bring it from this Rishas Yochim to that Rishas Yochim through the branch, what he's doing over here is he's carrying it through Oiver Ba'av Rishas Rabbim. He's passing through the Av Rishas Rabbim. For Kaim Malon, oh, Rashi says, what malacha is he doing? The karmelon b'moishim shayoch v'shayoch dechav rishas rabbin. We paskin that if a person passes something from one shayoch to another through the avir rishas rabbin, afil amal miyud, even if it's higher than 10 tzvachim chayiv. This name beperak hazoyik or mishnah how yishtem tita achas hazoyik pota moishit chayiv shkach hoyis avayis alvim. Rashi relates this chiv in this Gemara to a Mishnah that we're familiar with in Perek HaZoyrik in Mesechus Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us Shtei Gzuz Teroi Zu Keneged Zu Bishus Harabim. Let's say the Mishnah over here is talking about, let's say you have like two porches, right? Picture an apartment building, right, on two sides of the street, right? And you have a balcony, right? You know, and they think that from a higher floor you could go out, right? Yeah. So if this balcony was stretching out over here on this side and that side, you have Rishas Rabbim in between. I assume that it's close enough. And then were someone to stretch, right, you know, a beam or something from one to the next over the Rishas Rabbim. So the Mishnah says that you potter. Such a thing over there, Hamoishid Vazoy Mizuzu potter. Hoyushdem Yudu Achas, however, if these two porches were on the same side of the Rishas Rabbim, right, they're on the same side, and when you pass something over, you're going from Rishas Yochid over Rishas Rabbim into Rishas Yochid, right? But on the same side of the Rishas Rabbim, then you chayev. Or moishit, means someone's extending it, if you throw it, you pot it. Right? But if you moishit, you chayev, Mishnah says, shekach ha'isah v'des alvim. Because this was a procedure of how the Levim did it, and we know that we learn Melech Shabbos from things that are done in the Mishkan, and such a thing was done by the Levim. The Mishnah tells us the Mishnah says that when they would travel, there were two wagons that were set up, one in front of the other, and the Kroshim, the beams that the Mishkan was made up, were passed from one to the next. And this is they went, and the Gemara explains how the Agolis were Rishus HaYochid, and the traveling area which was in between the two was Rishus HaRabim. So what they did was, when they passed it from one wagon to the next, they were going from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. This is a new melacha called Moishit. And being that this is learned from the Mishkan, it has to be similar to the way the Tzuras HaMalacha, the way the Malacha is done, is limited to exactly how it was done by the Levim, and therefore it has special conditions. Dita Achas has to be, right, Shtei Ditois is Potter. This is the Malacha of Moshe. Rashi learns in our Gemara, when the Gemara answers Rabbi Mekas Malach, and the reason why you wouldn't be able to take the Erev, even the mile from Shayach to Shayach, because this area is a Rishus HaRabim. The Molocha that's being done over here is Meleches Moshit. That's what Rashi said. Meleches Moshit. That's this Mishnah over here on Masechet Shabbos, the beginning of Perek Hazerik, Daf Tavivov. This is the halacha that's being done.
Excuse me, did you say if he passes it over from one side to the other side, it's not good, but on one side it is good?
When we say good, no, min chayv and not chayv. Right?
So why is there a difference? Because in both cases you're going over...
Yeah, because the difference is how was done by Levine. Right? Mm-hmm. We learned this malacha from there, and that's why it's limited, right? This needs further explanation in why, but this is what the Mishnah said tells us, right? That it's been explained from this, it has to be similar to the way it was done over there, and that's where this limitation comes from. Mm-hmm. Now Tosis by us brings the Rashi, and Tosis says, we're near the lav Moshitu. No. This is not Moshit. What's happening over here is not Moshit. Now Tosis doesn't really go into too much of an explanation why it's not Moshit. But Tosis says that he argues on Rashi and he says that this is not Moshit. So the reason why in the Gemara's Teretz, why there's an Issa Deraisa over here involved in transporting the air to your Makam Shvisa, which Rashi said the Issa was an Issa Moshit, Tosis says this is not Moshit. The Rashba over here is a little more elaborate in explaining why it's not Moshit.
We're talking on one side or over the from one side to the other side is not Moshit? What's this? Which one is he saying is not Moshit?
He's saying Argimora over here, The case of by the tree over here. Right, where you're going from Rishi Yochid to Rishi Yochid over a branch, right, which is the Rishi Sarabim. The Moloch over here, which is happening, is not Moleches Moshit.
So then, what's the problem?
All right, we'll see. Right, we'll have to see what the problem is. But the first point over here we're making is that these Rishonim are arguing and rationing and say it's not Moshit. Right, that's not the explanation of the Gemara. And the Rashba says two reasons why. First of all, the Rashba says that the Meleches Moshit is as it sounds. Moshit is Kishmoy. Moshit is when you're extending something. Now what would happen like this is that you had one Agola here, and you had this 10 Amma beam. So what happens over here is that when it reaches the second side, it's still on this side, right? That's the concept of Moshit. What that's Moshit different than Mavir, right? Mavir is a chepes. You have something over here, and it goes out of here. Things aren't there. Moshit, the Rashba says, is the Meleches Moshit is dafka when there's some kind of connection between the two Rishuyos, and a long beam. But Nagimor over here, when you have your Erev over here, and there's no connection over here between the two. So this is not Moshit. This is a Mavir, not a Moshit.
Wait, you say the tree is connecting.
No, it's the object, right? The object which is partially here and partially there. This is what Rashba says. We learn from the Mishkan. In Kroshin, we're lying from on Agolo. They weren't totally out when they came into the second one. Hilkoch, in a shota, actually, hey, Moshit, Mishus Ayoch, Lishus Ayoch, Derech Abus Rabin, Roish HaMoshit Munapash Ayoch, Zu, Roish Acha Bishus Ayoch, Hasheni. The Tzura of Moshit is that it has to be that the thing that you're making Moshit on is partially here, partially there, and it's making its way over. Moshit Kishmoy, Abu Ba'oik, Mishus Ayoch, Zu, Munich, Mishus Ayoch, Zu, Shlam, Emsa, Ein Zem Moshit, that's Moitzi. That's Moitzi, Mishra Yochid, Mishra Yochid, Ba'av, Rishu Sarabim, and that's not Moshe, you're not chai for that. Now the Rashba says, in addition, he brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows, that Yerushalmi is coming to bring out a chiddush of the Meleches Moshe, and he says, that We know, generally speaking, in Melech Shabbos, if one person does the melacha, then he's chayiv. But two people do the melacha, then he's potter. Shem Shesu is potter. It says in Moshe, it is just the opposite. Uvayshata shnayim shasu achayovim echad shasa potter. Why? Dumya the digle midbar beinam. Again, it has to be similar to how it was done in the Mishkan. Shayshata de shnayim hoisa. That it was done through two. This is what the Rashi says, right? The Rashi says that that's not Moshit. That's not Moshit. See, it might be something else. But he said, but that's not Moshit. So there's a second question. There's a second question that on Shitas Rashi, why this would not be Moshit. Now, Tosis Vayos says, the second wide line in Tosis, Tosis says, V'nid lav Moshitu ela mavir esa eruv. It's mavir. Mavir is the eid of rochoik chutz l'dal amlis. V'chayov, afil ze k'neged ze. It's mavir. We'll see. Tosfos seems to be saying it's mavir, the din of mavir dal amlis v'shus haravim kipshutoi. And therefore, you're not limited to the conditions of Moshe, which is dafke b'ta achas, and not ze k'neged ze. No, this is afil ze k'neged ze. K'isa b'azorik. Tosfos brings the Gemara. Amar balozo hamboitzi mas l'mal mi'asor l'chayev shikein mas abnei kahos. The Gemara over here says that someone who takes out a masay above 10 tefachim, he's chayev shikein mas abnei kahos. Now Tosfos seems to see this Gemara as a source to the halacha he's talking about. We'll see in a second. Tosfos just says a few words. Mok makiras v'achnasi haver rishus hayochid. Mok makira v'anocha is rishus hayochid. Tosfos seems to be saying over here that we know there's a malacha called mavid al amis. Right? So more nazarik again is halacha which we've seen anymore comes out. If someone carries something dal amis rishus haravim, it's an issur d'oraisa. Right, a new application of the iser is not what we know as hotzah. Hotzah has been going from one rishus to another rishus. There's another chiv, just lochem rishus sinai. Ma'avadanamish rishus harabim. Tosfos over here says that the chiv ma'avadanamish rishus harabim does not require an akira anocha in the rishus harabim, even if the akira anocha is rishus hayochid, as long as he passes through the Rishus Rabbim, Dal Amis, is Chayim. That, Tosfos therefore says, that is the Isser, the Raisa, which is going on the Gemara. That's the Gemara answer. That's why it's not a good idea, because it involves an Isser, the Raisa, of carrying Dal Amis.
He's in Rishus Yachad, though.
He's starting and he's ending in Rishus Yachad, but he's traveling right over an area which is Rishus Rabbim. Right, so he went down to Amis in the Rishus HaRabim. He made an Akira, means he started his act in the Rishus HaYochid, true. He ended his act in the Rishus HaYochid, but being that he went down to Amis in between, that's the Chiyav of Havoras down to Amis. Now there's a Chiddush definitely over here, and we'll see that other Rishonim argue on this, but Tosfos over here, according to many Mephoshim, even question what Tosfos means, I don't think we're going to get too far in this, but Kipshutai Tosfos over here says this is what the Kiva Eger in Shabbos Daf Hema Beis says V'ulam b'Tosfos Erev in Kosvu, right? Our Tosfos in Tzayin writes Hamavmer Sayochel Sayochel Derech Rishus Rabim Chayiv Mishum Mavet Dal Amos Rishus Rabim. Yeah, V'huva Derein B'Chadush Yerash Ben Shabbos. Right? Take quotes that's what this Tosfos is saying. This day is saying that the chiyuv of ma'avad alam v'shus harabim does not require a kiyuv nochba v'shus harabim. That's Shitas Tosfos coming to say. It's not simple whether that's true, but that's what this Tosfos seems to be saying. And that's how Tosfos learned Pshat in Gemara. What's the chiyuv deraisa that's going on in Sukkah? Ma'avad alam. Even though the kiyuv nochba is v'shus hayochid. Now, in truth, there's a Meiri over here in the Tosfos Chaim from the Grace of Goyen, Reb Nachum Zemba. He has a famous sefer, Toitzoy Eschaim, which talks about Dine Haitzoh, And in the first siman over here, he talks about this question over here, this din of Havos Da'al Am, whether it requires a Kiva Nochem Rishus Rabim or not. And he brings a Me'iri. The Me'iri is going on a famous Gemara which comes up in a few places, Lulav, Shofar, and Megillah, that on Shabbos, we don't take these things because of a Gzera, Shema Yavirena Abba Ames Bishus Rabim. Right? So the Gemara says Gzera, because a person might come to Nis Deraisa. What is Deraisa? He might carry it for Ames Bishus Rabim. So the Rishayim are all bothered that why is the Gemara saying the problem is that he's going to carry it for Ames Bishus Rabim? I mean, why doesn't it just say simply? I mean, it's a problem of he can take his shofar from his house into the Rishus Rabim. You know, you first have a Hoytzah over here from Sayyach to the Rishus Rabim. Why is the Gemara talking about Havaras Da'al Ames? So Rishayim talk about it in different explanations. And he brings over here from the Gedol HaMeforshim, Me'iri brings that the Ikar Gzeira is, we're concerned that the following is going to happen. He's going to take it from his house. He's not going to meet the Chochem in the Rishus Rabim. He's going to meet the Chochem in the Chochem's house. Right? So he's going to take it from the Shayachit. He's going to end up in a second Rishus Yachid. And Zakir will bring him to Rishus Yachid. And also Rishus Yachid. So what's the Chiv? The fact that he's walking through Rishus Rabim Da'al Ames. Right?
Without stopping.
So you see over here clearly that the Gemara is saying, what's the Issa? Havos Da'al Ames. Even though the Akiva Nocha was done in the Rishus HaYochid, not in the Rishus Rabim. Right? So, Rav Nachum Zemmer says that you see over here, right, that this Shita in the Miri also holds, like this Tosfos, right? They bring this as from a Ravid. The Shita that the Chiv Da'al Havos Da'al Ames does not require Akiva Nocha from Rishus Rabim. As long as Akiva Nocha somewhere Kipshutai definitely in Rishus HaYochid is considered Akiva Nocha and Yechayev. That goes Al Pi, the sheet of our taste over here. That's what the Chiv in this Gemara is. However, there definitely are many Rishonim that argue on this, and the Rashba himself is of those that after he argues with the Rashi that it's not Moshit, the Rashba says that it's not Havara either. Right? He says that even mitam havoro you wouldn't be chayiv. She'en lecho mave chayiv el mave dal am v'shusram. The only time mave is chayiv is if you made havoro, you walked the thing down am v'shusram. Uvo oike metchilz dal or miyachol seif dalit. And Akiva noch has to be in the v'shusram. Haboiker from one Rishus HaYochid, I don't know if he's left over here needs a little beer, but he says over here clearly that definitely not chayiv for such a thing. And he brings a rai, he says, if that's true, such a chiddush, we should find that in the Mishnah in Azariah, because the Mishnah talks about different examples of Haitzah. The Mishnah should have said, "Amoytem shliyachav shliyachav b'shulam be'emtzah shulchayiv shulchidish leishaman b'shulmokim b'mishnah seinu." You don't find this any place. If that halacha was true, then the Tanna should have told us that in the Mishnah in Azurik. There's no place that says such a thing that if you go from shliyach to shliyachid, make a kiva nochav shliyachid, even when daram shulam yichayiv. So the Rashi says that you're not chayiv that either, right? Rashi is from those that we see, you know, the figure himself is bringing Tosfos as a singular shita about that. But the Rashba is of those who hold that Havaras Da'al Ames needs a Kiva Nocha B'Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, our Gemara over here wouldn't have a Chiv Mishum Havara also not, the Rashba says.
So what's the problem by Sukkot by Shofar?
The Gemara over there,
we're concerned he might stop in the Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's lechore over there. What that means? That's the concern, right? And you have to see the rishonim over there. Why are we talking about dafka that concern? What happened to the concern of haitzah? They talk about this. Rishonim talk about over there. Okay, so I just want to theorize, because what you're asking. So according to the Rashba, that if he's not happy with Rash and not happy with Tosis, then he's in Al Gemara. What's the problem in Al Gemara? So the Rashba says, "Benegei to our sugi over here." Rashba says something important, which introduces Tosis himself later on. Says this concept, and the Rashba says as follows: Even though. The Isurim that are Nagamara are only Shfusin, only are Isurim Drabonan. Yeah. So this is a very important Yisurim. Yisurim himself says it. Bring again something else. Ikala Meima, right? The Rashba says, the Kimlohu that Chazal understood, the Iko Shfusin Shehem Kroivim Lovely Isla Raisa, at a certain Shfusin, which are very close to being Oved Nesed Daraisa, that filu be'eder of Leishari Rebbe, that wouldn't, even though Rebbe holds that Legoza Shus Ben Ashmoshes, but there are certain cases which, even though it's a Shus, but since it's close to, it's very, person can come easily to Nesed Daraisa, so Rebbe is masking that these Yisurim Rabbonon are also even ben ashmoshes, and therefore he says that even though there is no issa deraisa in our Gemara over here, but this kind of transport is something which is very close to an issa deraisa, even though it's only an issa drabonim in truth. But such a thing, Rebbe agrees. I mean, everyone agrees that goes with ben ashmoshes. So therefore, the reason why it's not a good erev is because there's an issa over here midrabonim. But we know that even midrabonim would have posed the problem. The only reason why Yisurim Rabbanan didn't pose a problem till now is because we were saying it's Ben Ashmoshes and Ben Ashmoshes, so there is no Yisurim Rabbanan applicable at this time. But the Rashba says that in this case, such a case over here, that this Yisurim Rabbanan to carry from here to here, since it's very korov, a person could easily come to Nisra Raisa, even Rebbe is masking that there were Goyze Ben Ashmoshes, and that's why in this case it will be awesome. That's why Allah has the Eneru the Erev when it's Lamal Yud.